City of Jackson does not have jurisdiction over their spheres?
The City of Jackson has jurisdiction within their boundaries.
Within the city limit boundaries.
Right.
But not the spheres of influence.
The sphere is a planning designation, yeah. And it's a flexible, dynamic thing that changes when changes occur.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I've got a real problem with the City of Sutter Creek, the City of Jackson, and the sliver that's within the county between the two cities. Okay? Right now, that is designated as a sphere for Amador Fire Protection District, correct or not?
Well, it's in the boundary of AFPD, too.
Yes, okay. I'm at Safeway, and I have a heart attack, all right? Who are they going to call?
The nearest available unit is dispatched by the dispatch services that are integrated, probably from Camino, as I understand it. And the nearest available unit that can help you with your heart attack will be there as quickly as they can arrive. The dispatch has nothing to do really with the boundaries or the spheres or the planning because we have what is typically called boundary drop as a result of the unified desire to provide the highest, fastest level of service to people having heart attacks at Safeway.
And then the sphere would be in the county portion for Safeway, but you're going to send Argonaut Heights, Argonaut Lane, City of Jackson to Safeway.
Well, we don't.
Am I wrong?
We don't send anybody. The nearest available unit is dispatched by a completely separate process.
Jackson is the first unit to be sent. I take
chances
it.
Are good.
Hi, Debbie Mackey, Fire Chief, City of Jackson. So yes, the single resource will go there, but this also the closest government resource. So the City of Jackson would be going to Safeway, no matter what, unless we are on another call somewhere. Okay.
The way grocery prices are going, you guys will be dealing with a lot of heart attacks at Safeway.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I would deal at the gas station then too.
Cal Fire would probably be.
If Cal Fire, and this, we're kind of getting off track here.
That's okay.
Right, but Cal Fire, yes, if they are in quarters and they are there, they will definitely come. If the station is staffed, things are changing with them. They used to not be there during certain times of the year, but yes, it's the closest resource will be dispatched as well as the local government.
The closest is, local government.
Which is the City of Jackson.
So what's Cal Fire would be kind of second if they're available.
No, they'd be first.
Well, they would because they're pretty much right across the street. It depends. So they don't have to stay in their area. They can be doing vegetation management up country, down country. They can go wherever they want. So whereas we stay within our service areas.
And to clarify, Camino sorts that out.
Yes.
Okay, now, another curveball. Mm-hmm. When the ambulance shows up,
yes.
And there's another fire truck behind the ambulance, what happens to that fire truck behind the ambulance? Say he's late coming, whoever it is. Say it's Jackson. They're late getting over to Safeway.
They assist the medics.
Say you've got mm-hmm. Cal Fire there, and then you've got the ambulance, and then Jackson finally gets over there.
Yeah.
What happens to Jackson?
So we assist to see if they need any assistance there, and if not, then we go available and go back into course.
Does that count as a call out to you? Do you mark it down and say, hey, I got called out on that?
Yes, we do get called. We get called out on that.
Does everybody do that?
Yes, I would say that within our service areas, there was that map. It's not here that we have a response area map, and that's what we're going by. Right now, we're redoing our auto aid agreements. We just did ours with Sutter Creek and IOM. So we're kind of revising our response areas according to closest resource based on data.
So you mentioned with Cal Fire's changes that are going on. What is that?
They're not really fire season mm-hmm. used to end, and so now they're kind of going. So they would downstaff certain stations in the county, and then the amateur plan was here at one time where they kept the station there all year round, but that doesn't happen anymore. So Sutter Hill usually is always staffed.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you.
Clear as mud?
Stand by. I'm sure we'll have more questions.
I'll be back.
Chief White.
AFCO Council, Chief White, Amador Fire Protection District. Just one point of clarification. If you dial 911, it'll first go to the public safety answering point, which is Amador SO, Sheriff's Office.
Right.
And they will dispatch the ambulance, ALA, and then kick the call to Camino, and Camino will identify the closest available units to respond.
Right. And Camino doesn't care about spheres of influence. They just go by fire station, who's in-house and ready to go.
Best practice is to send the closest available unit. Yeah. Regardless.
And everybody agrees that's the way it should be.
Yeah, and that's what the countywide mutual aid agreement states as well.
Okay, great.
Thanks for the clarification.
Nope.
I have done a little quick wordsmith, Commissioner Atland, and I want to be sure that this clause would express your idea about future sphere amendments. And we can revise the wording if you would like. It would probably appear as clause number 3 in the ordered part of the last page of the resolution. And it would say, any future amendments to city spheres will include concurrent amendment of the AFPD sphere of influence. Does that do it?
Does that give any comfort to the cities?
Well, I thought it was a little bit ambiguous still, but...
That's why I'm asking.
Sure. I know. I think it's better than nothing. I would like it to be clearer that a change in the sphere of influence, or the change, this is one way to look at it. In a change in annexation to a city, then the boundaries of sphere of influence would automatically change.
That happened.
Yes, but this is hard to explain because we're really in the weeds of LAFCO Esoterica. The sphere has to be amended before the annexation, and the annexation has to be consistent with the sphere. So this clause about the sphere of influence would do that job exactly as you describe.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I'm looking to be incredibly clear, because that's why I dialed in. I was very satisfied with the map, but I was concerned about the sphere of influence and additional when we had sphere of influence changes, or we had potential annexations with a service area saying that they were the service provider within a sphere of influence, being the service provider in that sphere of influence, rather than the city having control of within its own borders in an annexation. Does that make sense?
As I understand it, yes, that the annexation almost automatically detaches from the unincorporated area districts. And we do that all the time.
And this
right. And that's all I wanted to be clear about.
Good.
All right, Chief, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And Mackie, Iron Fire Chief. Just a little clarification. Last meeting, Roseanne defined the sphere of influence as a service area, service provider area. Okay, that was very clearly stated. You can look it up in the minutes and listen to the tape. We provide that service area outside into a response area. So we are getting into legal terms that I don't want to come back and ruin everything that you guys have worked so hard to obtain. Can we get a clarification before you guys vote on anything or pass this through that in the future, because we just went through an AFPA meeting a few minutes ago, in which we have numbers from four out of the five six departments, and we couldn't get a vote done because they hadn't been reviewed yet. And so everything that you guys are doing tonight regarding this sphere of influence and the maps will trickle down and boomerang, or however you want to call it, back to the financial aspect of the fire departments. And we do respond outside of our sphere. So is our sphere our service area, or is our sphere the city boundaries? So it's a question that has not been clearly defined, in my view, as to a decision that's going to be very powerfully made by you guys tonight, and hopefully you can delay the vote until you can get an actual, because we don't have our MSR done. It's been clearly stated. I got mine last one was 2008, but I keep hearing 2014. That was just a minor revision within the city. We haven't done our master planning, which is scheduled for this year, and I know Jackson had submitted a letter to LAFCO. So I'm asking the council or the committee tonight to delay this until all of our MSRs are involved and all of our correct information is given, because I know that that will help you base a better decision, that you won't have to keep coming back to this subject 15, 20 times, you know, more. It'll be clear and all the information will be in front of you. Thank you very much, commissioners.
Roseanne? You want to comment on?
Well, I apologize if I spoke incorrectly or in a confusing manner, but in the LAFCO weeds, I tend to confuse people because it is complex.
There was no confusion. It was clearly stated.
Okay, so the written report indicates that in normal circumstances, the sphere of influence does define the service area, but in situations where you have automatic aid, centralized dispatch, and the first available unit responds to any emergency, it's a completely different ball game, and the spheres of influence are not nearly as relevant in that situation.
Have the commissioners been made aware of that? Have they been shown all the data? Because I don't think they've been given 100% of what they need to make this decision.
I think the commissioners have received the dispatch map that was the map that we actually received from Chief Debbie Mackey, and that shows the dispatch areas that are used by Camino as a complete.
And those have been altered also since that map was put out. So that's the 118 map change that we had no influence in, and those were the prior two. So you're showing a map that how it's supposed to be. So again, there's a lot of information you're not getting that we need to give in front of you and give, make sure that all of it's there so you can make a correct decision.
Thank you.
Commission, Chief White, Amador Fire Protection District. I just had a question for Ms. Chamberlain. When it comes to MSR, isn't the majority of the information self-reported by the agencies based on your inquiries?
We tend to rely on the agencies, and we verify the information as much as we can.
So if an MSR gets completed, is that because an agency was responsive to your inquiries, or, you know, why would one MSR get, you know, done first or priority?
To some extent. We established a work plan to really focus on the special districts because there have been so many challenging issues for the special districts, the big and the small special districts, and the commission wanted to really focus on helping those special districts do a better job of service provision and administrative operations. So that's what we've done. The work plan was somewhat limited by the fact that we didn't have a lot of money to do it. We did the work in-house. That required us to work closely with the agencies. In some cases, we couldn't get as much information as we wanted. But for the most part, I'm confident that the MSRs at the time that they were approved by the commission are reasonable and complete as much as we could do them.
Okay. So each agency had roughly the same amount of time in order to respond, or?
Yeah, usually they had as much time as they needed. You know, I try to encourage people to be as appropriate and prompt as they can, and most of the information is not rocket science that they have to calculate.
Yeah, most of it's...
It's descriptive information.
Thank you.
Supervisor, commissioners, any more? Any other? Oh.
Dominic Marino, Sutter Creek Fire. Thank you for letting me talk. So a couple things just to clarify. The MSRs that Chief White just brought up, at a meeting over in Plymouth, I actually asked Roseanne who vetted the MSR. And at that time, she stated me. And I told her, I didn't vet it. That's not my job.
I just want to clarify, that was a conversation on the front porch of City Hall in Plymouth. Yes. After the meeting, it was not at the meeting.
It was at the meeting. We were standing outside, though. So, again, that was a – I asked the question, and that's what the answer got back. At the last meeting, we talked about this, and I think the commission was sitting there saying, we don't have any information. There's a lot of stuff coming up that has been brought up to the past. The comment about we get to the best of our abilities with the information we have, it's okay. So it's sort of like we're going to prove an okay situation that I think we know is all going to be a problem in a couple months. So I think the city of Ione has some concerns, I think, with their sphere of influence, because they've grown tremendously since they had their last sphere update. City Jackson obviously has, they got the letter in. City of Plymouth did too. I think to approve this, again, just a month ago, there was a lot of indecision. Then all of a sudden, here we are with a few scribbles on a map, and we're going to approve this thing. So I think, again, it needs to be vetted, and the information come out, and the cities that are involved get some input into this so you guys can make an informed decision. LAFCO's job is to provide local formation advice, not to just stand in the background and let things happen. They're there to help facilitate for the best needs of the citizens. There was another statement made about CAL FIRE. So CAL FIRE is a state agency. They're a forestry agency to provide forest protection. Where they have contracts, they provide additional services. They have currently have a contract in Amador County for Lockwood and one for the Buena Vista Rancheria. So the question was asked if there's a call at Safeway, who's going to go? Well, today, both the engines at CAL FIRE were down at the Academy in the morning, and then they were out burning piles in Fiddletown in the afternoon. Like Chief Mackey from Jackson said, they basically float around. We have specific areas we basically stay in. And when we have an engine go out, we actually try to backfill to keep the service to our citizens because that's our job function. It's not CAL FIRE's job function. It's same with CHP. CHP's job is not to do the sheriff's job. Caltrans' job is not to do the street works in the cities and stuff. There are separate agencies, local and state. We work together. We try to provide the highest level of service, but we all have our jobs we have to accomplish. Using automatic aid and these boundaries as an excuse to deviate from spears, I don't believe is a sound statement. So she's basically using the term, oh, it's an automatic aid, so we're not going to worry about it. It sort of blurs the lines. Tomorrow, we could change the whole automatic aid agreement tomorrow, just like that. Then all of a sudden, what she's talking about has no relevance to what we just did. And that's what we're actually doing. Jackson, Sutter Creek, and Ione have met to redefine their automatic aid agreements. So we are actually going to change that. So it doesn't line up with the sphere issue. So to me, the sphere is a complete separate issue. Automatic aid agreements come and go. What's that? Yeah. So they come and go. So, and that's what I'm saying is to use that as an argument for not putting the spheres in there, I think is not a valid argument. That was my concerns.
All right, thank you. Roseanne, if we adopted this map today, if we adopted it tonight, would that change any of the Major M calls?
Nope.
Not one?
Nope.
And there's no land being grabbed?
Nope.
Thank you.
And it could be amended at any time?
Yes.
Okay. Commission, Chief White, one more question for Roseanne. When you do the MSRs, isn't there also a public comment period?
Yes.
So the proposed MSR is publicly posted, and it's open for public comment for a period of
We have a process that far exceeds the requirements for notice that are spelled out in statute. We prepare a review draft of the municipal services review. We present it to the commission so they get to see it first. The public review draft then is distributed out. It's posted on the internet. We try to let everybody know that it's available for comment. We specifically ask the agencies that are subject to that municipal services review to review it and to give us any corrections, edits, or changes. Those changes are frequently made over the span of time that I've been working on them. The commissioners have corrected information that they knew to be incorrect in there. You know, street names are wrong and various things over the years. That's the public process. We really try to solicit as much public input as we can to get everyone who has, you know, substantive information to contribute to it to enhance the value of the report and make sure that it's accurate. Following the public review period, which is normally 30 days, but it might be 28 days, it might be 32 days, then it comes back to the commission for final adoption with a resolution. Making determinations about each of the agencies that are subject to the MSR. So that's also a public hearing, and notices distributed pretty widely, and the commission takes their action on the MSR.
Thank you. And AFPD's MSR went through that process?
Yes. In fact, I think we probably had more like a 60-day review period for your document because the commission canceled the meeting.
Thank you.
Good evening, Commissioners. Connie Gonzalez, City of Jackson, and Amateur Fire Protection Authority co-chair. As you've read in your packet or had distributed to you, the City of Jackson did release a letter to LAFCO with our concerns regarding this matter. And after hearing some testimony and still a very foggy explanation of all the LAFCO spheres and if there can be overlying spheres, boundaries, districts, it is clear as mud. And so, Jim, to kind of clue back in on your question, if you were at Save Mart or if you were at Safeway or at Perco's, who's going to be the responding fire district? And that answer was Jackson. So if Jackson's going to be the responding closest resource to those calls, and this is in an AFPD sphere, boundary, whatever, my concern as the AFPA director is that part of our job is to handle the distribution of Measure M. And right now, that Measure M formula is based on call volume and population. So AFPD is already getting the population 50% of that call for your situation, your scenario. If Jackson goes to the call, and if AFPD is now going to use their LAFCO boundary, is Jackson still going to get 50% of that call, or is it going to go to AFPD 100%? And are the cities going to be making calls at the cost of our citizens' tax dollars? So what I would like to know or encourage, like our letter stated, is I don't know if there's real hurry in this matter, and I think the MSRs are important to update, whether it's on the city, the district, department, or LAFCO, whoever brings it to the table first. Glad that AFPD is off of has renewed theirs and brought theirs up to current. That's a huge job. So allow the other districts to bring ours up, and so that you can all make a valid decision on this, and we have all of the information on the table, so that it's fair and we only have to do it once. Thank you.
Roseanne, didn't you say that at our last meeting that it may be 4 or 5 years to get all of the city MSRs? The fire protection districts are up to date?
Yes.
In the last couple of years?
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking about two different things again.
Right.
Good, Chief.
Chief Mackey, just to clarify something that Chief White brought up as far as the 30 days or the notification process for reviewing of someone's MSR, We're in the new technology age, and if you don't, we used to get everything in letter form. It came to the city, it came to us, and we got it in hard copy right away. If we don't stay up on top of all of the emails and get on the websites and everything else, we don't see anything. And this is what kind of caught us off guard when my representative showed me the MSR. Was the very first time I even knew it, and you'd already passed it. So, you know, it's not that I'm doubting. I'm not, you know, making any – I would if we are going to be fair about everything, we should have these things go out in hard copy form so it's guaranteed that the departments, the cities, everybody got it. It wasn't just put on a general email broadcast and or on the website. So I would encourage that system to go back in place to where we all got a chance and you were guaranteed to see it.
I would just like to add that multiple times in LAFCO hearings and when I've been in city council meetings and in informal chiefs meetings, I have urged and encouraged everyone to send me an email to request to be on the distribution list for LAFCO agendas and notice. And throughout the entire period of discussion of the AFPD sphere of influence, not one person has requested to add their name to the agenda and notification distribution list that we keep up at LAFCO and reliably use.
I can't hear that person.
Yeah. Sorry, Commissioner. This is Ken Mackey. Roseanne was able to access all of our emails through the fire chief's email account. The one I send out as the secretary of the association, the emails in which Pat Crew and Mayor Simpson also get. So they are tagged onto there. So those emails were available to you, and because you're part of that link also. That's, you are correct. You asked for them in the meeting, and they came to you via that.
So, Chief, if you just hold a second. Don't run off. No, Chief, this Chief Mackey. Roseanne, hypothetical question. If we pass this as is, and hypothetically Jackson gets the change and the sphere of influence into Martel, mm-hmm. That would be a city sphere change.
Yes.
Would that drag the fire district along automatically?
The sphere of influence, it's standard LAFCO practice that you amend the sphere of influence of the agencies when you amend a city sphere, the agencies whose services would theoretically be planned to be duplicate. So
the fire district wouldn't have to apply independently?
No, no.
Okay.
There would be a concurrent amendment, and a clause in the resolution would say, you know, hereby the city of Jackson's sphere of influence is amended as shown in the attached Exhibit A. The next clause would say the sphere of influence of Amador Fire Protection District, County Service Area 5 and 7, and any other relevant agencies, depending on where it was on the border, and the sphere of influence of the Amador Resource Conservation District are concurrently amended. So
okay,
it's just standard, standard practice.
No, no worries. Thank you. Debbie Mackey, Fire Chief, City of Jackson. Can you bring up that map one more time that shows all the spheres?
Sure, one moment. Which map?
Is this one good enough? I mean, this is
yes.
The detail map that shows the city sort of zoomed in.
Okay, so up in the upper right-hand corner.
Let me share that for the public.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I brought this up last time, and I did do some research on this. On the upper right-hand corner, that's Lockwood, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So Lockwood is a fire protection district, and they have a sphere that goes outside of into Amador Fire's jurisdiction, because at that time they provided fire service to that area. And you had stated the reason why was because Amador Fire would have to go through Lockwood's Fire Protection District to get to and access that area.
That's the rationale as I recall it.
Okay. So given that rationale and what we're looking at when we're talking about service areas, so the City of Jackson, we provide service to the Butte Mountain area as well as the Martell area. So I would like to have the same opportunity as Lockwood did to sit down with Amador Fire and look at the services that are provided so that we can show accurately where our area of service is for the fire, for the City of Jackson Fire Department. Roseanne has said, and this is something that's kind of went back and forth, and I did listen to some of the tapes that stated that we can have spheres within spheres. And there were several examples that were given. And so if we can have a sphere for a water district within somebody else's jurisdiction, this is something that I believe would be more reflective of the services that are provided by the City of Jackson and several of the other agencies, that this map should show where the services are being provided, because service area leads to spheres, so that's what we're defining now, and spheres can lead to annexation. But if we're going to do this map, I'd like the time to sit down and do it correctly from the get-go. I don't want to have to backtrack and to continue on this. We all have a lot of information right now. We have the data currently to show this accurately. And I just want to have that same opportunity that Lockwood did to have their sphere and into Amador Fires to reflectively show what the service that they were providing. Thank you.
But Roseanne, response areas have nothing to do with spheres of influence.
That's correct.
It's service areas, correct?
That's correct.
Services provided, and that is a service we provide to that area. We provide the services to Butte Mountain as well as to that Martell Corridor area. Okay, and I know Auto Aid has been brought up several times, and you know, yes, they can be changed. We are in the middle of changing those right now. And we have not, I haven't met with Chief White to get the auto aid for Prevotale area that we made those decisions last year. So that we need to get all that done if that's what's being used, and that's been mentioned multiple times. We need to get those divided up. So I would like more time to sit down and do this. And then just like with our AFPA meeting, where we're going to get everybody at the table and get things done, and then let us all have the opportunity to come and present to you. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
I got a couple more questions from the discussion. So does the sphere, let's say we adopt the spheres, does that affect the MSRs?
No. The MSR is a descriptive study. It's done for each of the fire provider districts.
Okay. Does the doing the sphere affect Measure M monies?
No.
Okay. Does doing the sphere affect the dispatch or service areas or whatever you want to call it?
No.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I got to go back with Chief Marino where, and I totally agree, and that's what I thought I had, was that what we're doing here is completely separate to what I'm hearing all the concerns are, okay? I'm hearing all these concerns about dispatch, service areas, et cetera, and all we are doing, or not doing, is ratifying a sphere, okay? Now, if IOWN's sphere expands, I wanted to put those safeguards in whereby the fire district or fire department had, you know, basically in writing that you get the new sphere so that they wouldn't have to go argue with AFPD. Same with Jackson, same with all the other cities. So I thought that was a really good, you know, fix for the concerns. I just don't see where what we're doing here, which is a sphere thing, I hear there's a lot of problems here with, you know, everyone's upset about the dispatch areas. Everybody's upset about who's going to get the money. And I just can't see that they're, at this point, they're related. And You know, I think the sphere is the sphere. It's a separate thing. It'll change as cities get larger spheres. And what is difficult here is that everybody's going not only into their spheres, but they're also going into their boundaries. I mean, you're going into the city of Jackson, you know, if you happen to be around. I mean, it's not like I thought a good explanation last time was, look, sewer is in the ground. You know that that provides service. The sewer in Ione can't provide service to the sewer in Jackson, but the Ione Fire Department can provide service to the Jackson Fire Department. It's just a mobile thing. So I don't think what we're doing is trying to tell you where you can dispatch to or tell you where you can get your funding from. So I think the sphere is a different thing. I don't think what LAFCO's job is to get involved with dispatch areas, measure M monies. That's all somebody else's job. And so basically, yeah, that's where I'm at. It's a sphere issue, and it's being confused with other things that will be dealt with when they need to be dealt with.
Sorry, I do have one more thing to say. We did reach out to legal about this, and the attorney for the city of Jackson. Yes.
Which legal?
City of Jackson, Josh.
Josh?
Yes, we reached out, and he did weigh in briefly on this. And in his letter back to us, we haven't had a chance to get together and meet with him to have all of our questions answered. His letter did reflect that he was concerned that this may ultimately have a effect on Measure M distribution. So he did not go into it in his email. I do have the email that was included on this, and this was a communication between Vice Mayor Gonzalez and Yvonne and Josh, and I was included on it. So there is a concern. I can submit that. I just don't know legally if we have that ability to make that give that information here, whether it will or not have an effect on the Measure M distribution when Josh did weigh in on it.
That's the first I've heard of that.
It
and
just
the fact
came
that
in.
This is the first I've heard of it bothers the heck out of me.
It,
so you kind of go around in circles and around people and do things.
I did
I
not.
I have a problem with that.
I did not, Commissioner. I did not go around anybody to do this. This was something that I was CC'd onto to be a part of when we were trying to get information as to what this all was meaning. So
we'll have to have a discussion about that.
But it may not affect Measure M.
Exactly. We're not sure. We haven't had the opportunity to sit down with Josh and do it. We just have all been busy. And I want to say this came in like on Tuesday or something. So this is all very – we've been trying to do our regular jobs and also all this. And so it's a lot to process. And okay.
All right. Do we have any Zoomer comments?
Zoomers? Comments? No comments from Zoomers.
Brian, as a commissioner, do you have any other comments?
Well, yeah, I'm a little bit concerned that there seems to be some of the other fire departments have a lot of angst, and I think it's something we should take into consideration.
Has a lot of angst, I think he said.
Concern. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I thought you were going to keep going.
No.
Okay.
That's why I'm not real comfortable with it going forward.
All right.
Tonight.
All right. Have we exhausted? Oh, you know, I knew you couldn't sit there without my
sorry.
You were getting a little itchy.
Someone else is me, not the newspaper.
Okay.
Jack Mitchell, Ione resident, also work at the Ledger Dispatch and volunteer firefighter. My biggest concern tonight is you've tabled item number 7 on finance, and there seems to be a phrase going around, clear as mud, which I would agree with wholeheartedly. And certainly I've been looking into this for a while, and I can tell you the deeper I go in, the more confused I get. And certainly hope I haven't offended some folks, and at times I think I've probably personally made some accusations, and I apologize to anyone that I have offended.
Did I just hear Jack Mitchell apologize?
Yes, you did. It's only because you weren't here in person. My biggest concern tonight is the sphere of influence and the financial impact, if there is one. And I hear people saying there is no financial impact, and then I've seen some studies and some pieces that say there is a financial impact and that it might have some things. Do we know that the sphere of influence has an impact or does not have an impact? And if that is passed tonight, what is that impact? What are the differences for each city? What is the differences, plus or to the good, to the negative? And I don't feel like I have that answer. And I don't know that you do. And I think the reviewing of the finances of each department and what's going on should be done. You guys have spent a lot of time and a lot of money and looked into this as well. You should, and I applaud you for that. But I think passing this tonight without completing, it seems like we've gone a long ways, and suddenly now we're saying, well, shit, I'm tired. Shoot, I'm tired. Sorry. Shoot, I'm tired.
I think you said shit.
I said shoot. I just stuttered. Yeah. Sorry. Shoot, I'm tired, but I think you need to look at it all, and I just don't think that there's a rush to do this, especially when there's questions about finances and how it might impact, because the worst thing that could happen would be to pass this and have a negative impact that you didn't see coming, and I just, that's my concern, so thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Anyone else?
This is Valerie Kleinfelter. I did have a concern about the MSR, the financial report not being included in the packet for review. And then when it was tabled, and this was a separate issue rather than connecting the two, because they are connected, that was a concern. So I think that's something that the commission should take into consideration.
All right, thank you. But Roseanne, they aren't connected, are they?
I don't think so.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, you did, I asked you point blank, yes, that will Measure M be affected at all by if we adopted this fair and hypothetical, and you're sure you said no.
I did say no.
Okay, so it's not maybe, it's no.
It's no.
All right.
I got a question, because I'm, you know, trying to do the right thing. So Measure M, as I understand it, is split up based on population and on coal. Is that not correct? That is correct, right?
As I understand it, that is correct. There's a formula that was passed by the voters, and that wording, talk about clear as mud. You know, there are people at AFPA this afternoon. They said that, you know, there were mistakes that they wish they had done something different with Measure M when they passed it, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's currently
population
and coal, right? So how does a sphere affect that? I don't see the connection.
I don't either.
I mean, and I'm trying, like I say, I'm just trying to get information in here to make a decision or not, and I just hear a lot of confusion, and things are getting, you know, this thing is going to affect this thing, and as it stands right now, it really doesn't.
I don't think anyone has presented information to us about how the sphere of influence would have an effect on Measure M distribution.
Okay.
Certainly no one has presented information to me to that effect.
Well, okay. I guess a question I would have, this is Commissioner Onetto, a question I'd have is, okay, if you go just with the city limits as far as population, they would then get that's how their kind of Measure M would be divided up as far as part of by population.
Half of
so now if you pardon
half of their distribution, Brian.
Yeah, the half.
Right.
But now if a fire district also maybe if their area was basically the sphere also, and that's some additional population, wouldn't that affect how the Measure M is paid out?
At this point, we don't know the population of what is the determinant for the distribution. I think, as I understand it, on a hearsay basis, the population numbers were agreed upon by the chiefs in a negotiation at some point long ago in the past. So that's the population allocation for Measure M funds. And I can't imagine that they considered the spheres of influence in that discussion at that time, because there were agencies that didn't have spheres of influence ever adopted at that point in time. There's no question in my mind that there's something seriously in need of review and revision in terms of how the allocation is done for Measure M. We clearly have a boundary service area mismatch, which also has nothing to do with the spheres of influence that are adopted. There are some real problems here that hopefully the leadership will be able in the future to step up to the plate and fix some of these things or allocate them better. The challenging aspect here is that it doesn't seem like everybody's willing to work together toward a true consensus. And until that happens, I mean, that's a requisite to achieve satisfaction of all parties. People will have that negotiation. They may not get everything they want, but they've got to be flexible about that. I'm optimistic that at some point in the future there will be enough political maturity among the participants that that real solution, real resolution will occur. In the meantime, the commission has the tough job of trying to adopt spheres of influence to comply with statutes, of completing the municipal services reviews as best we can with the money we've got. And so on. And those responsibilities remain at LAFCO and really don't have direct effect on the Measure M allocation, the distribution and funding for the fire service and all the rest.
All right. One last call for comments. Any Zoomers again, just to
comment Zoomers? No Zoomer
call. All right. I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved. Onetto.
All right. And second by Commissioner Vince Aguirre to close the public hearing. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Motion carries 5-0. So we call for the question.
Move to approve item number 7, adoption of a sphere of influence for Amador Fire Protection District, LAFCO project number 338.
And Commissioner Stimson, does your motion intend to include the added resolution language that Commissioner Atland suggested?
Yes.
I can read that again if that would help people vote on it more clearly.
I didn't write it down.
Okay, that additional clause would read, any future amendments to city spheres of influence will include concurrent amendment of the AFPD sphere of influence.
Okay, correct.
Do I have a second? No second. Motion goes away, or doesn't go away, but stays. Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute.
What?
Still.
Oh.
I mean,
I could. I'd have to step down.
Well, I think that what we're doing with the boundary change with the spheres is totally separate everything else. So with the changes in that will protect the city fire departments, and then I'll make a second on it.
All right. We have a motion and a second to adopt the Sphere of Influence Parameter Fire Protection District LAFCO Project 338, Resolution 2021-10. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
All right, motion carries 3-2. Did you get that? Who?
Who's the second? No, please.
The second was Atland?
No. Second, no. Oh. No, the second, no. Vitsaguerra and Onetto. Okay, moving on to item number 8. As we reported earlier, we did not have the written and the PowerPoint program. That will be on December
16th.
All right. And that's going to be a presentation only?
Yes. And we're expecting to have the report available well in advance of that meeting.
So we can circulate it?
Yes.
Okay. And you did talk to Beverly today?
Yes.
She called you back?
Several times.
Good. All right. 9 is other business reports, commissioner announcements?
I have nothing.
Correspondence?
I've added a newspaper clipping regarding the Isleton Fire District. It's in the white binder that I just passed around. That's the only other item. We did receive a letter from the State Controller's Office. This is very good news. It's a notification of inactive special districts, and they have listed the Willow Springs Water District as formally inactive. We may be able at the December meeting, I have to check the notification requirements, but we may be able to have the dissolution of the Willow Springs Water District on the agenda next month.
All right. Legislation update?
I don't have any additional information. It hasn't been published by the California Association of LAFCOs.
Oh, I jumped over your report.
No, that's it. I mean.
That was it?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your input, and we are going to move into a closed session. Have a great evening.
Am I recording this closed session?
No. You just suspend everything, and then
I end it.
Yeah, but we can go in the back room, too.
So the meeting's adjourned and...
Not quite. We'll report out from closed session.
That I can stop recording.
Hold everything, right.
Goodbye.